Greetings and welcome to another episode of the Honor and Heal podcast. I am your host, Carmela. I am a massage therapist, herb enthusiast, and connoisseur of sound. I have created this podcast as an extension of my massage practice to share what I've learned in my journey with healing with herbs and sound. And so far, I have been getting really positive feedback. It's been so nourishing to my soul. I am so in just immense gratitude that I can just help and serve in this way. And it really means a lot. So I just want to thank everyone that is tuning in, if you're new and that has continued to tune in and tap in with me. I am very grateful. I am also very excited about this episode because I wanted to share one of my favorite answers from the question I asked in the sound selection from episode 2. So the question was, who do you love unconditionally? And I posted this in the Spotify app. Like, Spotify has something where you can like interact and post questions or do a poll. So I thought it'd be cool to also post it there. And one of my favorite responses was myself. And I love that just because I feel a lot of people are in me season. And so that's actually one of the reasons why that answer connected with me, because it takes a lot to really and truly love yourself unconditionally. And I feel as though I am on the other side of the conditions that I may have placed on myself, whether those conditions are self-doubt or self-loathing or just not living up to some ideal of being perfect, whatever that is. I am on the other side of that, and when I tell you, it's real cute over here. Like, I love it over here. I love it over here. And so I'm just in a me season of really, truly loving myself with absolutely no conditions. And it was definitely a journey, but that's why we do the work, so that we can be on this side of things. And then also share what we've learned. So I just wanted to share that as one of my favorite answers. And I will continue to post the questions on Spotify, and hopefully that brings more interaction. And I will also continue to share some of my favorite responses as well. So of course there will be another sound selection in this episode with another amazing question to marinate on. And I encourage you all to ask your friends, families, and loved ones these questions, just to get another conversation started. I'm one of these people that I love to take a poll on a topic. And so this is, you know, something that me and my friends have been doing for like the past like 10-15 years. Even if it was just like after the club, we would put questions in a bowl, and it was just really fun to get to know each other just sort of on like a different level. And of course, with every episode, there is just amazing. Every time I listen to their work, it's just like, dang, like you don't miss. It's just a level up. So there will be poetry from the amazing Clover Mills and Carlina Covington will be leading us in the affirmation to conclude the episode. I'm sure you can tell what the affirmation will be by the title of this episode. And I really think it's just so interesting that the affirmation is just very timely and very like parallel to what I am, the phase of life that I am in and what I'm embarking on, which is just really, really at the end of the day being free, okay? And empowering myself to design the life that I intentionally want to live. And I know a lot of people can relate to that, especially after the last couple of years. So, yes. So without further ado, let's get into the two guests that I have for this episode. They are both part of the Thistle family. And so on deck, we have Bless Thistle and Milk Thistle. The first guest of the podcast is Bless Thistle. And it is very much in alignment with the herbs that were featured in the last episode, just because it is thought to be prestigious and holy. And so this herb is no exception. Blessed Thistle is also known as Holy Thistle. It is native to Europe and parts of the Mediterranean. It is part of the Daisy family. It has a long, solid stem and spear-shaped leaves that have these deep centered spines and jagged edges. Blessed Thistle has a high iron content, which is why it has been used in traditional medicine to help increase circulation and oxygenation, which is one of Blessed Thistle's superpowers. Its ability to deliver oxygen to the brain to help brain functions in terms of memory and alertness. It has also been known to ease vertigo and dizziness and headaches because of its ability to deliver more oxygen to the brain. Another one of its high oxygenation values is the fact that Blessed Thistle can be used to prevent the development of abnormal cells. It is antibacterial, and its bitters are antimicrobial, which helps to give your natural immunity a boost. And Blessed Thistle is also used as an intercellular cleanser to help remove toxins and acid and unwanted mucus from the body, which in turn helps the liver and the gallbladder to function at its optimal efficiency. And an ice blessed thistle tea is also said to help stimulate one's appetite and enhance digestion because it is so nutrient dense. In my research, I did come across an article that was talking about how Blessed Thistle was used in recovery programs for persons dealing with anorexia, just to help stimulate their appetite and digestion. So that's another amazing and great benefit of Blessed Thistle. Blessed Thistle has a history of helping to regulate hormonal balance in women, especially as they may go through or experience menopause. It is said that a cup of Blessed Thistle can help to ease any menstrual tension or cramping or discomfort that you may be feeling during your cycle. And speaking of just like the benefits for women, blessed thistle has also been shown to enrich the milk flow in nursing mothers. So if you do decide to incorporate blessed thistle into your lifestyle and tea regimen, it is recommended to take 1 cup of tea per day and then take a break every 2 weeks, because this is a very powerful herb. And I would suggest that, of course, any women who are pregnant or nursing to, of course, consult your healthcare professional, as I am not a doctor. And I just wanted to say that as a disclaimer, I know I mentioned this at the top of every episode, but I am legit just sharing all of the knowledge and research that I come across when it comes to herbs. So I just always like to have that disclaimer just in case anyone wants to come after your girl. So one of the things that I love most about this herb is that you can use the whole herb down to the roots and the seeds and the leaves. Legit, every single part of this herb can be used in a beneficial way to the body, which we love. You just kind of can't go wrong when you can put the whole herb in a pot and just relinquish all of its benefits. So that concludes the info for our first guest, blessed thistle, and let's go into its cousin, I guess, or sister. The next herb that we have is milk thistle. Milk thistle is also native to Europe and the Mediterranean, and is also a member of the daisy family. Milk thistle is also known as Silmarillion and the herb of renewal. It has deep green, vibrant leaves with milk white vines that are very distinguished, and prickly tips and cone-shaped flowers that are a purplish and red color that bloom from its long stems, which can get up to 10 feet tall. Milk thistle is a phenomenal and a necessity for liver strength and renewal. Because milk thistle contains silmarillion, which is a naturally occurring compound that helps to protect the liver cells from damage by free radicals and toxins. It is also the only natural compound that can protect the liver cells and renew liver vitality even during moments of dis-ease. So a cup of milk thistle tea a day for at least a month can really help to tone and improve your liver and increase your energy and immunity. It's, you know, like a great workout supplement for your liver. It has been said that it's a great tea for golden age people to help revitalize their liver and energy. So if you have any quote-unquote golden age people in your life, definitely encourage them to try incorporating milk thistle into their lifestyle and tea regimen. And so, speaking of liver energy, milk thistle has been used to treat depression as well, since one of the organic causes of depression is liver deficiency, which is something that I learned, but it also just makes so much sense because everything is connected. And as I mentioned in the first episode, there's things that we go through in life that we may have come to a resolute in our mind, but our body may still be holding on to it. So something like a cup of milk thistle tea can really help to sort of, the key word, revitalize your body and mainly your liver. A special feature, or another special feature of milk thistle, is that it is anti-allergenic, and it helps to suppress the release of histamines in your body. So I know around spring, summertime, a lot of people experience having, you know, runny nose, sneezing and coughing because they have allergies. And so milk thistle is something that you can try to help alleviate that. Another remarkable value of milk thistle is that it can be used in different recovery programs from a substance withdrawal, in particular alcohol withdrawal, because it helps the liver to reduce inflammation and helps with overall cellular repair. This has been something that has commonly been used as an integral aid in recovery programs from substance abuse or substance withdrawal. I think for these reasons as well, it has been used for after chemotherapy and other radiation treatments, and it is even utilized as a skin wash to recover from skin abscesses and eruptions. Skin abscesses are a local contraindication for massage, so I haven't really experienced this in my practice. I've experienced people that may have had a rash for whatever reason, but I do think that a milk thistle skin wash and tea, just for the outside and the inside, will definitely be beneficial if you are experiencing any sort of skin rashes or abscesses. Personally, I have used milk thistle as a tonic, and I will take that anytime that I may be feeling a little bit sluggish, or just if I have kind of overindulged in things, foods that don't necessarily fuel me. It really helps to just get a shot of 40 drops of the milk thistle tonic and some water. I don't really like the taste of the tonic, so that's why I just kind of take it as a shot. But as a tea, I don't think there's anything wrong with just like using some agave to sweeten it up, or some honey to sweeten it up. And it's very good for just like maintaining your just natural health. It's extremely impactful. So I encourage everyone to kind of delve into the thistle family when it comes to herbs and teas, and I think you will really enjoy the benefits that you feel from it, because the liver is one of our, you know, main important organs that I don't think, you know, gets enough. When we just talk about health and things like that, we talk about like our heart and maybe our stomach, but the liver is an integral part in just helping your whole body to function well. So with that being said, that concludes the herb segment and the herb guest of the podcast. And next we will have a sound selection featuring the solfeggial healing frequency of 639 hertz, which is known to balance the heart chakra and is used to bring harmony to family and loved ones, as well as enhance communication, understanding, tolerance, and love. And I think those are three very important things that you need when you want to bring harmony to your family. But I also think just in the world that we're in now, those are three amazing things that we definitely need more of. And of course, with every sound selection, I will be asking a question for you all to marinate on. And the question for this sound selection is, how have you elevated in your self-mastery? Thank you all for tuning in to that sound selection. Not quite sure about you, but it took me someplace. I think that might be one of my favorite esophageal frequencies right now, or maybe for this month at least. Without further ado, I have the utmost honor of sharing another piece of poetry from the extremely talented Clover Mills.
Half a lifetime running in the wrong direction, the other semicircle running back. I was born a cycle, repeating after my father, no, my mother now, no, my great-grandmother now. Her tone, her smile, her hair. We all follow each other on the interstate loop. The train of my dress tracks asphalt, catches on ancestors' memories, mistakes, traumas, cheekbones. I carry it all, looping legacy, becomes a quilt of loss and love, together indistinguishable, forever woven into each other, into me, my DNA. My legacy, self-defined, as no longer spending half cycles and new moons running in any direction other than into my own arms. And at the edge of myself, I ask, what have we left to prove? Nothing. Nothing. The chasm responds. You are already home.
Thank you, Clover, so much for that. Like, listening to that again really just made me realize how aligned these episodes have been with the poetry and even the affirmations, because I let artists be artists. So I never say like, oh, can you make a poem about this? It's legit, whatever they feel, you know, at that time to share. And I think it's so interesting hearing their poem along with just hearing the sound selection of 639 Hertz, which is all about harmony amongst family, and there's just so many parallels and so beautiful. So I'm just so grateful for that. That was really amazing. Without further ado, we will conclude today's episode with the affirmations from Carlene Covington, and I just want to take a beat and apologize because I have been pronouncing her last name wrong these last two episodes, and I was saying it with so much conviction, y'all, whole time. It is Covington. So Carlene will be leading us in the affirmation, I have the power to intentionally design my life, and I really want everyone to just really lean into that because that is a fact and that is a truth.
I have the power to intentionally design my life. I have the power to intentionally design my life. I have the power to intentionally design my life. I have the power to intentionally design my life. I have the power to intentionally design my life. I have the power to intentionally design my life. I have the power to intentionally design my life. I have the power to intentionally design my life. I have the power to intentionally design my life. I have the power to intentionally design my life. I have the power to intentionally design my life. Intentionally design my life. I have the power to intentionally design my life. I have the power to intentionally design my life. I have the power.
That was amazing. Simply out of this world. I really want to thank Clover Mills and Carlene Covington for being so open and willing to share their art so that I can incorporate it into this podcast and share with you all. And that concludes today's episode of the Honor and Heal podcast. But of course, if you would like to connect with us on socials or just for whatever reason, it is Honor and Heal on all of the social media platforms. Definitely check out our YouTube channel for more nature soundscapes with the healing frequencies. And I have posted some stretching sessions that I've done with some of my friends on the IG, and I may put that on YouTube, like the full sessions, we'll see. But thank you all for tuning in.